This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This kid had one interesting journey to the NBA. Mother and father immigrated here. He came from New York to here. Ended up at Crete and Durham Hall. And he had the physical skills they could see undeveloped at the time. And they went to work with Daniel Turow, and by the time he got done with high school, he was becoming quite a product, and then he went to the University of Minnesota. And after a couple of years there, entered the NBA draft, drafted by the LA Clippers, played in the NBA this last year, his first season, and got acclimated into a whole new lifestyle. But it's a great story in terms of where he came from to where he is, and he joins us now. Daniel, thank you for joining us.
Hey, thank you, Max. Appreciate you having me.
When did you know you were a good basketball player, like you know, a chance to be elite?
I felt like I was pretty all right. I felt like I was always all right at basketball, but that moment where I kind of realized that I had a shot of playing in the NBA was probably around my junior year of high school. And that's when I started gaining the confidence and I started having that belief that I could really play at the highest level. Make it to the highest level, not just make it, but just make it and continue to build from there and try to be the best player I can be at this level.
Did it happen because of a high school season, or did it happen on the AAU circuit when you're playing against a much ballyhooed opponent? What happened?
I think it was more of a mixture of both, you know, getting to see what like the best players in the country look like, and also just coming back and playing high school. I felt like that summer when I played with Gary Trent Jr. and Trey Jones and Brad Davison and Theo John.
And those guys, that was quite a team.
Yeah, it was a pretty loaded team. And so being able to play with those guys and then come back from my high school season, you know, it was a pretty big confidence booster for me.
Yeah, Theo's going to play at Duke for Mike Krzyzewski's last year. That's a pretty good coup, huh?
Yeah, he is. It's pretty exciting for him. I'm happy for Theo.
For sure. So now you get drafted by the LA Clippers in the second round last year, and you move out to the West Coast. What happens? We saw that draft recently last week. What happens once you get drafted and you have no idea where you're going until that night? What happens next?
What happens next is you fly out to the team. You know, you get acclimated to the new city and the new market. Try to find a place to live, preferably pretty close to the practice facility. And then from then on, there's just more stuff. Teams probably have a lot of stuff for the new rookies to do, like physicals and, you know, like I said, finding a new place, doing a whole bunch of stuff.
So does the team help you once you get there? Do you say, hey, I need to find an apartment close, and then they take care of that with you? How does that come together?
Yeah, there's a realtor that works for my team, so I had someone helping me find and pick three places when I first got to Los Angeles.
And now you go to camp, and obviously the Clippers have a pretty good camp, pretty talented lineup. And one of your teammates happens to be a former Gopher named Amir Coffey. How much did that help?
Man, that helped a huge ton because, you know, Amir is one of, like, my best friends, and so being able to have a guy like him on my team my first year in the league was dope because he was somebody that I know personally on a personal level that's been through a rookie season in the NBA. So he knew, like, exactly what to – he's already been through what I was going through. So I'd always ask him for advice, and he always knew what to get the advice to give him because he's already been through it.
Now when you start practicing, I mean, do you feel the weight of the world and the pressure to perform every day? Like, boy, if I don't do this, they might get rid of me, or they might send me to the G League. All those things. Does that happen on a daily basis, or how do you manage that?
No, that didn't really happen at all, you know, because I feel like once you start thinking like that is when you start messing up and you're not playing your best self. You know, every day I just went in and tried to be myself and just play as hard as I could. And that's what I felt like was important, you know, and letting all the other outside factors deal with themselves. The things that I couldn't control, I would let whoever could control them control them. And I would always control what I could control, and I was bringing the best attitude and the best effort to practice.
Now the downside is it's a COVID year, and so you don't have crowds, et cetera, some in the playoffs. What was that like to sit through a COVID year? Does that add to loneliness and isolation, or does that affect a player that's a rookie because you're just so honed in on going to the practice facility and home?
Yeah, you know, it was definitely different, you know, especially once the fans came back. You could tell there was a difference between having fans and not having fans. But, you know, I felt like it was still a pretty good season. You know, I felt like my team specifically played great basketball all year. And, you know, just overall, I felt like even with the playoffs this year, it was just an entertaining playoffs for NBA fans.
It was. Now, for you personally, when you look at it, what do you got to do to get into the rotation?
You know, I just got to continue to work hard, man, you know, get my conditioning right, and just continue to work hard and get better overall. And, just continuing to lock in every day and coming in with the right mindset.
Now, Creighton Darrum Hall, we mentioned you're a product of, and you're back this week with a basketball camp. What is that like to come? You were just there as a player, now you're coming back with a camp. What does that feel like?
Man, you know, it's really a blessing. You know, I really just got to thank God, you know, for me allowing me to be able to be in this position, to be able to give back to my community and be able to host a camp and have young kids come and have fun and play basketball all day. You know, that's always been a dream of mine. So being able to host my first camp is awesome.
They've got a kid by the name of Trey Holloman that's a great point guard there that you played with, and he's kind of next up on the list of big things to come out of Creighton Darrum Hall. How do you counsel him through the recruiting process?
You know, just to always trust his gut, you know, and trust his intuition and do what's best for himself and his family, you know. That's the most important thing. You got to do what's best for you and your family, and not focus on what everybody else thinks.
Now, what's different for him, for example, high-end recruit like that is, he gets to not just look at the school, but he gets to look at the money opportunities, where he could make money given the latest ruling and the laws that now pertain to college athletes. How would you have liked to play it under those rules, and how would it have been different, do you think, your experience?
I felt like it would have been a lot different, you know, being able to actually make some good money in college. But I felt like, I don't think that would have probably changed my decision. I feel like I was a gopher always.
Would it have changed your decision, do you think, to stay longer if there was money out there that you could recoup, so to speak? Or is the difference so vast that you're never going to make that money up anyway, comparing the NBA to some endorsement deals?
You know, I don't think it would have made me kept stay longer. You know, my dream was always to play in the NBA. And so when I felt like that opportunity came, I was going to take it. So whenever that opportunity had presented itself, that's when I was going to approach it. And after my second year, I had a pretty good shot, and I went for it.
Jerry Klein and Tony Yazbek coached you there, and they're back there, I know, with you this week. What did they mean to you?
Man, they mean everything. Because those two guys that showed belief in me when I was a young kid coming up through the grassroots, you know, when I got to Creighton Durham as a freshman, and they stuck with me, they guided me through all the ups and downs. You know, those are two important people in my life.
When you saw Jalen Suggs go number 5 overall, what did you think? I'm sure you played against him at some point in time.
Man, you know, blessings, man. You know, not only for his blessings, just overall, it's a great thing to see a kid like him, man. He's so talented, so special, more than just a special player, he's a special person, you know. And seeing someone like him get drafted so high is really, you know, it almost brings so much joy to me, because, you know, he's from Minnesota, he grew up here, he played here, he represents this state with pride, you know. And so a kid like him, you know, deserves everything good coming his way. You know, You know, I'm so happy for him and his family. You know, it's really blessings, man. I thank God for them.
I mentioned that your parents are first-generation immigrants. How has this struck them? They probably didn't grow up with basketball or certainly the NBA like it is now. How does it strike them to see their kid go on and do these great things in a sport that they maybe weren't that familiar with until they got here?
You know, my parents are still trying to soak everything in, but, you know, I think they're very grateful for being able to be a part of all this. And so they're just taking it day by day and just continuing to pray and stay locked in and continue to be grateful.
Just like you want to do, right?
Man, always.
Well, Daniel, keep up the good work at your camp at Crete and Durham Hall. I'm going to try to stop by there and see you tomorrow, but appreciate it. Congratulations on all your success.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you having me.
You bet. Daniel Turow from Crete and Durham Hall to the Golden Gophers.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.